Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Excuse me. I want to welcome you to the You Can't Clip My Wings. You guys. What a wonderful day today. As you know, today is Happy Valentine's Day for all of you guys who celebrate it. This is weird because I'm here in Georgia and my husband's in Louisiana. But I did have a chance to talk to him because this is my birthday weekend and I get the chance to hang out with my sister and my mom. I can't wait. I am so excited. I'm so excited. Tomorrow's my sister's birthday. A little combination of everything together. Then we're going to go spend some time with my mom at my other sister's house. So I'm looking forward to that. I want to kind of talk about a couple of things here. First of all, if you get an opportunity, please, you guys, if you get an opportunity, use an Airbnb. If you've never used one before, definitely use one if you have. If you don't want the hustle and bustle of the hotel, check them out. Take your time. Be careful. Make sure you're doing your due diligence, do your research. Check out everything. This is my second or third one I've done. And the first one was very nice. It was a penthouse in Las Vegas. This one is very nice too, nice and quiet. Quiet neighborhood. Stores are not far. The grocery store is not far at all. About 3 minutes, 5 minutes at the most away from where I'm at. But you guys, if you've ever been to Stone Mountain or if you've been to Georgia, the traffic is crazy here. So usually I don't do a lot of driving when I'm here because I usually hang out with my sister, so she does a lot, faithfully, does a lot of driving herself. But because we're in two different places, two different little cities right now, I'm with my son here, and we'll just get around the best way we can in the car. Yeah, just hey, that's why you have OnStar and GPS. You use both of them if you have to. But so far, remember I told you that sometimes you have to do a little self-care, and self-care sometimes means for you to be quiet, to sit still, don't do anything. Well, today I did that. We came in last night, and we ordered something to eat, and then I laid down. I wound up getting up at 3:53 this morning. I do not know why I woke up, why God woke me up that early, but I woke up at 3:53 this morning. Crazy, okay? And I start writing in my book. What did I do with my book? All my stuff is right here, and I'm panicking already. I start writing in the Law of Attraction Planner. Remember, I mentioned this on one of the other episodes, a Law of Attraction Planner, and I started writing in this, and I talked about I wrote about it, and I talked about it. I got a video coming out. Waiting. I was trying to see if I could get the video prior to the show, but I didn't get it up in time. So I'm working on that. So in the book, it asks you to do two things. It asks you to do a vision statement and a mission statement. So what I did was I went on and did both. Now I'm going to share with you in the book my mission statement, my vision statement first, and then my mission statement. My vision statement says is to share my knowledge of self-worth to women who feel as though they have lost theirs through education, motivation, and inspiration. My mission statement is to teach women of color to find their self-worth and embrace it and teach them how to share so that others can identify their self-worth through education, motivation, inspiration, and teaching them how to be great. Okay? So, when I did that, I went in further in the book, and it's on page 6, it says Law of Attraction Roadmap. So I started two different parts of the book. I started number 1, which is awareness and self-discovery, and number 2 is make vision and mission statement, which I just did. But what it does is on pages 18 and 19, and then on page 5 and 19, it basically tells you how to do it and what you could use and what helps. This book also has in it affirmations. It has emotional vibration. It has whether you're feeling good, bad, depressed, angry, frustrated, hopeful, enthusiastic, or bliss. Okay. Some of the affirmations, and I really, really love them. It's one of affirmations says, "I love unconditionally, enjoy my life. I let go of all the attachments that set myself free. I envision my life in perfect bliss. I love freedom. I love my freedom, and I give, receive, and with an open heart. More and more good things are coming to me." That's something you say to yourself. You can say that every morning. You can say it every night. It tells you how to meditate. Does make sure you do it daily. And I think we kind of went over that, but I want to get deep into the book as far as what I actually wrote down at 3:53 in the morning. So on page number 18, you guys, you got to get this book, freedommastery.com. And I want to tell you real quick before I go on to page 18. This book, you can use a pen called the Pilot Friction Pen. What I did was I ordered 10 of them on Amazon and had them delivered. So I got my pens. I was excited to get my pens because these pens are supposed to be, they're erasable. And if you use them in your book and you go ahead and take a picture of all your pages in your book, you can put the book in the microwave and put the microwave on 30 seconds, I think, and all your ink will disappear. Or you can use the eraser and erase everything. I think that way is better. sticking it in the microwave is much better. And then you can start from scratch over and over again. I think that's so awesome. Okay, now starting with page 18 where it says awareness and self-discovery. First of all, I'm sorry you guys didn't do something. I apologize. I didn't do any of the housekeeping, right? 418-5736. That's 516-418-5736. And as you know, the night before last and last night, there was no way I could do a show because I was driving last night. The night before, we needed to get rest so we could come here. So, starting with tonight. Most important life questions, okay? This is on the part where we're talking about awareness and self-discovery. And you guys, you probably can use some of these questions yourself on yourself. So I'm going to make sure I say them once, I say them twice, and I'm going to give you my answer, and then you can answer it the way you want to. Okay, the most important life questions. To do this exercise, use a timer and give yourself a maximum of 90 seconds for each of the questions, okay? It's 11 questions. Now, let's talk about this. As you know, 90 seconds is a minute and 30 seconds. And I'm telling you, I did it. It was wonderful. I really enjoyed it. The first question is, what would you experience in life if time and money were not an issue? I said, I want to experience an ultimate shopping spree. Visit the Stonehenges in Georgia, live in a mansion, open a business academy for entrepreneurs. Okay. Number two, how do I want to grow? I want to grow by learning new things, sharing my knowledge with others, making peace with myself, and trusting my decisions. What do I want to contribute to this world? I would like to contribute this to this world, my knowledge, love for people who find themselves. Who am I? Why am I here? That's number four. I see myself as a person who has a purpose, and my purpose is to teach people how to love themselves. I feel that I'm here to teach and educate people to recognize their greatness within them. Number five, where am I going? How do I want to be remembered when I am gone? The first question I didn't answer because I don't understand where am I going. I said, I want to be remembered as someone who educated, who helped others, who were in need of reassurance that it's all right for them to be themselves. Number six. If I achieved all my life's goals, how would I feel? How can I feel that along the way? I would feel complete. I think reassuring myself that it's possible and journalizing every step of the way so that I can look back on my journey. Number seven, what's most important in my life? What do I value the most? And what am I most passionate about? Great question. I said, I value my worth, and that's important to me. My desire to teach, educate, and inspire others to love themselves and to take care and educate people to become self-sufficient. Okay? And I'm talking about self-sufficient in a mindset that they feel comfortable and enough in themselves not to feel bad. And if things don't work out, they can know to shove their shoulder and move on to the next thing. But keep them strong, teaching them how to be strong and don't feel like they're a failure. Okay, number eight says, what brings me the most joy and sense of peace in my life? I said, when others have to come to the point and recognize their worthiness, that someone actually took what I taught them and used it. Those are the two things that bring me joy and a sense of peace in my life. What does a successful life look like for me? Being at peace with myself, loving myself, watching what I taught to empower women. Those are the things that, to me, I consider success. Not $1 million, not a big business, but the ideal that I was able to touch someone mentally and emotionally, and it changed their lives. That's what matters to me. And that's where I feel like I have hit the success, okay, that I want. Okay, what number 10 says, what do others most admire in you? What unique gift do I want to share with the world? What are my most five top values? If I don't know, I needed to ask five people. So I said, my straightforwardness, my encouragement, my unique gift despite how things are, you can always find some sunshine. Now, my top five values, is trust, integrity, commitment to the cause. I couldn't remember the last two because I probably was kind of blanking out right there. And then it says, what are my top 10 achievements in life? Being a mother, serving my country, receiving my degrees, home ownership, ownership in a part ownership in a radio station. And yeah, that's why I didn't finish the 10. I don't know why I didn't get 10. But those are what I basically came up with this. And then it says define and craft your vision statement, which I did, and define and craft your mission statement. And it tells you which steps to take and which of the questions you use to come to those conclusions. Then I stopped on goal setting. It wants me to make 50 goals. That's a lot of goals to make. So I stopped on that one, and I'll get back to that. That is terrible. We'll get back to that, and we'll go over that together. Now, as you know, we have been working with the In Search of You book, a book to come up to go along with it. So I'm going to try to write both of them at the same time. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm definitely going to try to do that. And I want to tell you a little mishap that happened with me and You Can't Clip My Wings weekly planner. If you go on our website, which is youcan'tclipmywings.com, a weekly planner for 2020 in there. The name of the planner is Plan Your Life Accordingly. I did something crazy. I got away. from me when you order from me. Keep it away from anything liquid because it will ruin it. I ruined some of my pictures, my pages, but guess what? Everything still looks good for me. Okay. Keep it out of any place that you're going to get it dirty. If you have to laminate the front part, laminate the front cover and the back cover so that you will not get it wet. And if you get it wet, it won't be as bad. But definitely get it laminated in the front if you have to. If you want to. Not that you have to, but if you want to. 516-418-5736. That's 516-418-5736. And we're just basically going to talk basically about being here, being in Stone Mountain. The weather was nice today. I want to share with you some affirmations, because we need to talk about some affirmations since we haven't done that. I want to share some affirmations with you. I don't know if you guys use Pinterest. I'm telling you, you need to. If you don't, I will definitely recommend you using Pinterest. Pinterest, I say, right? I face this phone sometimes. I'm really, really looking forward to you guys taking some time out and using Pinterest if you don't use it. I've gotten some excellent information off of here, and I definitely want to share it with you guys. Let's go to. And I set these boards up on purpose because I think they are very important. Now, as you know, again, I want to say happy Valentine's Day to all you guys who are Valentine-y tonight. And maybe a couple of babies going to be made tonight, just being honest with you. Some babies going to be made tonight, or somebody, never mind, I'm not going to say it, but there might be some babies being made tonight. But you should love every day. It shouldn't just be one special day out the year. You love somebody or somebodies. Love that person Valentine every day, not just when this day comes around, this month comes around, and this day. You should love someone you love all the time, and you should treat them as if it's a Valentine's Day. That goes for both sex, the husband and the wife. Now, also, you guys, I want to kind of tell you, before I get into my affirmations, I want to tell you something, and I don't talk about it that much. It's very appropriate to talk about it because it's on Valentine's Day. I am considered an ordained minister of marriage, okay? And I got my ordination from American Marriage College. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what it is. American Marriage College. So, I guess you're saying, why are you telling me this? Because, you know what? I don't even use it. And I haven't. With my local parish. So if I am needed to do a wedding, no one's ever called me. I don't know why. Maybe because I don't advertise enough. And I don't talk about it enough. And I think I've been in this position for a little bit. And that's because I never concentrated on it. And if you go to our website, matter of fact, if you go to our website up under businesses, you will see one of them is called Love pertaining to my ordained ministry of marriage, okay? I can officiate marriages, weddings, yeah, coming from me of all people. But I don't do it. I haven't done it, and I don't know why. I can also, and I haven't done that either. Do you see how I'm sitting here using myself as an example? All the things I can advertise for that I don't advertise for. And I actually have the credentials to do these things. Okay? Another stream of income. down, you know, and we're going to talk about streams of income too. Now, I just wanted to tell you guys that because it was Valentine's Day, just in case anybody out there wants to get married. You have to be in the state of Louisiana for me to do it, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I think. I have to check that out. Because like I said, it's been forever since I've done it. Again, if you want to call and hang out, 5736. That's 516-418-5736. I don't want to talk about love too much. I really don't. I think it's talked about enough. And I think when the time comes for me to actually really talk about relationships, we'll be able to do that. I just don't want to do it tonight. I'm all loved out, okay? So I just want to share, and if I wanted to talk about love, it's going to love for yourself. This is about you, okay? So let's talk about affirmations and how we're going to do it. Affirmations are very, very important. You can say them 3 to 4 times a day. You can say them in the morning time. You can say them in the evening time. You can stand in the mirror and holler them out. You can actually print them out or write them out and put them on your bathroom mirror so every day you can say it, okay? It's just for you to change your mindset. It's basically what it is. It's to give you that sense of changing how you see things, and it's very important. That I have are money affirmations. Like this one says, affirm, new car, new job, new home, and a new life. God is making a way for you right now. That's one of them, okay? Another one is you will receive unexpected financial blessings in the next 24 hours. Another one is I am going to make a very beautiful life for myself no matter what it takes. That you see here. It says, another one is saying that you can't defeat your demons if you're still enjoying their company. So you need to get rid of your demons, if you have any. Those are the things you got to get rid of. I'm waiting for some more to show up. For some reason, it's so slow in here. I don't know why is it so slow in bringing up the pictures. But those are some affirmations you can use. I'm going to give you more as we go. I might need to add an affirmation each day. Let's talk about manifesting. Positive, say it like it's always done, it's already done. Do not spend time thinking about anything opposite to what you want. Meditate on what you want. See it, smell it, feel it, hear it. If it is real in your brain, it will happen physically. Okay? So once you change your mindset that you're going to have all these things, then let it work, because it will. I promise you. It will definitely work. That's a little break here, and then we're going to come back. You guys, I didn't take my music out. I don't know why. But we're going to go ahead and play a little Betty Wright.
Well, I couldn't resist the urge to tell you the end of my story. For all of those who wanted to know, was there life after the pain? After the pain, you come and love me. And I welcome you. You're a glad sight to see. Still love you like I do. Still love you like I do. Though you still do me like you do me.
prerogative to change your mind, isn't it? Well, we do it all the time. Don't laugh. You probably done the same thing, too. It's just that you know me and I don't know you. You know, one thing time has taught me that having a piece of man is better than having no man at all. So I'm going to just take what I got and work with it. You understand what I mean? And don't you remember thinking back just a few years when people used to try to help you stay together? They find out you're on the verge of breaking up. They used to cook up a little food and throw a little party and whisper things in your ear like, "Don't blame Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie is just a man and he's doing the best he can." I heard him say, "Don't blame Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie is just a man and he's doing the best he can. That's why I still love him like I do.
I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Right there, and I love that commercial about the PSA about high blood pressure. I've been blessed because I don't suffer from high blood pressure, but I do have family members who do have it. And yes, it's a worry all the time for some to keep it under control. Now, as we were talking about affirmations, I gave you a couple of them, but I'm really going to go in depth with them. I'm going to tell you right now, I am out of my element. I don't have everything, but I definitely want to share some of this information that I do have as of right now. Let's talk about the 12 daily reminders, and this comes from Vex King, Monty Textile, MontyTextile.com. I don't know how to say that, but I'm going to share these 12 daily reminders with you. Number one, it says, the past cannot be changed. Number two, opinions don't define your reality. Number three, everyone's journey is different. Number four, always get better with time. Number five, judgments are a confession of character. Six, number seven, happiness is found from within. Number eight, positive thoughts create positive things. So true. Number nine, smiles are contagious. Number 10, kindness is free. Number 11, you only fail if you quit. And number 12 is what goes around comes around. So keep that in mind. That is, I definitely got to say that one. I like that one. Okay, those are 12 daily reminders. What I might do with this one, I might take this one and write them down or print them out and put them on my mirror because I think those are very, very, very important. Now, I forgot to tell you, I did my Les Brown this morning and listening to Les Brown. And maybe on the next show, if we have time, one of his short versions, I would love to play that for you guys. I told you that's Brown. Let me see if I can find one real quick that I can leave with you guys. We've got about 25 more minutes to go. So let's see if I can find one that's kind of short and to the point and you guys listen to it. You know, I love me some Les Brown. I'm going to sort of addicted to Les Brown. Let's see. La 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 la. Here we go. Well, we're not going to play the whole thing. All right, we're going to stop right there for the Les Brown. I hope that's motivating for you, because I'm telling you, every time I hear him talk, I get motivated to keep doing this, no matter what nobody says, no matter how I feel. I've got to keep doing this. There isn't, you can't clip my wings. There is an end result. One of the things that I know for sure that he says, when you have a story, nobody wants to hear you complain. And you got to be hungry for it in order for it to happen. You have to be hungry. Because when you're hungry, you're going to do whatever you have to do to make it happen. So, and only you can stop your dreams. You're the one who's stopping your dreams. That he tells you to get rid of people in your life that are not functional or productive in your life. And if they're not trying to come along, what are they doing? They're trying to contribute to your success, and you in turn be contributing to their success, and what are they doing in your life? And that goes for family, friends, everybody. And once you realize that and you move those people out of your life, I promise you, things will change in your life. I'm telling you, I'm in that process right now. Doors are opening left and right, and I'm so, and I needed this time to get away, because when I go back, it's going to be not, and I'm looking forward to it. I look at it at the time in my life right now where I should just be laying low, get everything nice, neat, and light. You know what I'm saying? When you got everything nice, hard-pressed, organized in your life, you should just be like, just chilling. Well, I'm not at a chilling mode. I'm not. I'm continually doing more and more and more. And I'm not upset about it. I'm glad I am. I'm glad this came in my life at this time in my life, because I know that everything else I can put aside, and to make all these things that I'm doing really and truly happen, I can do it without a doubt. Unless something comes along and I would have to do some adjustments. But right now, I have to feel the same way about anything that you take on. But one thing I do definitely want you to do, you guys, and I'm telling you, it works. It works. When I say it works, it works. You have to give back. You have to give back. And I'm going to say it again. You have to give back. It is no way that you're going through life and you're being successful and you're selfish. Some part of your life is not sinking with the rest of you. You've got to find a way to be. And I've noticed every success story that I've read, every situation or every leading up to what I'm doing now, all of it had some. One of the things that you definitely have to do is be part of your community and give back, no matter what it is. Give back, whether it's little, whether it's big, it doesn't matter. Back, serve. Keep in mind how important it is to serve. And I'm not saying that on a slave mentality. I mean, serve your people. Those are the ones who need you. And so you want to give back to them something. I'm not saying give all your money, give everything away, but just some things. Give back. If it's nothing but sharing a story, give back. If it's nothing but reading to children at a library, give back. If it's handing out pamphlets at a convention or whatever, give back. Find a way to give back. I find myself in the company of a lot of educated people. When I say educated, I'm not trying to say people, high-ranking people or anything like that. I'm talking about people who are eager to learn. When I say educate, don't necessarily mean degrees. It means people who are eager to learn, never stop learning, and they're always doing something. I bump into those people in different conventions and different meetings and conferences all the time. And that makes me feel good. They're trying to find more information. They're trying to learn. And I don't know if they're sharing it, but they're at least they're out there trying it. And with me, I love sharing what I learn. I don't have a problem with sharing what I learn. It's not mine to keep. It is not in my spirit to keep it. I want everyone to know just as much as I do or more. so that if it's something you know, I want to know it, okay? I want you to make a way so that I'll learn it, okay? That's how we have to do each other. It's not about keeping secrets. It's not about holding on, hoarding information. It's all about sharing and caring. And that only you can do it. Nobody else can do it for you. Another thing that came to my mind is sometimes, you know, we find ourselves in situations where some people feel uncomfortable around you to share things with them. Some people, not the idea that they don't want you to, they just don't want you to be the messenger. That's crazy, isn't it? Yeah. There's people out there that won't listen to you, but they'll listen to other people. They don't like the messenger. It's not the message, it's the messenger that they don't like. And that sometimes you shouldn't even, I mean, that's not even, my thing is, if somebody's saying something, I don't do it, whether I like that person or not. Now, I can say that now, but a few months ago, I couldn't say that because I wouldn't listen to you. If I couldn't stand you, I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. But every now and then, you need to hear what some people say so you can see where they're coming from. You know, because we can't hide anything. We're not good at hiding. As human beings, we're emotional. And that's, they say that about women, but it's men too. Men are very emotional too. So we can't hide anything. We really can't. There's a friend of mine, or I thought of him as a friend, and we stopped speaking. And I saw him at a meeting that I was conducting. And he didn't speak to me. I didn't speak to him. And I guess you wonder, well, why didn't you speak first? Well, because I didn't think I needed to. Because I didn't stop speaking to him. And, you know, well, you should have been the bigger person. No, no. Let me tell you why I don't think I should have been the bigger person. I'm going to be the bigger person, and I'm going to say, you know what? I handled this wrong. Let's talk about it. And if you want to talk, we can talk. If you don't, just let you know I handled the whole situation wrong. That's me. That's me being the bigger person. Me speaking, when you're in my presence, I'm not in your presence. You're in my presence. No. No, I'm not going to agree with that. I'm sorry, I'm not. Maybe I have some issues to work out still because I am working them out. But no, that's just me. I'm tired of being the apologetic one. When it comes to apologizing to people who've done me wrong, I'm not apologizing because I never stopped speaking. You did, and it's not something. I'm just using that as an example of how we have to take back us, okay? I'm saying that in the sense you don't have to. I'm not saying walk around with a chip on your shoulder. I'm telling you that is important and be assertive so that people won't think it's all right to be disrespectful, that people don't think it's all right to stop speaking to you and don't give you a reason why, that people think it's comfortable for you, not comfortable for them, but comfortable for you to accept the way they treat you. So you don't have to put up with that. You don't. You don't have to put up with none of that. No way, shape, form, or fashion do you have to put up with people treating you that way. When in reality, you didn't do anything wrong. It was them. And when they come to their you and talk to you about it. If they don't, you move on. You don't sit there and wallow and be upset because that person, obviously, if you didn't do anything wrong to that person, it's on them, not on you. So I'm saying to you, don't waste your time. Now, in the process of me doing it, after the meeting, at least 2 days later, I did my phone calls. And what I tried to do and didn't have it doing is whenever I have a meeting or conduct, each and every person who's on my signing list. And I thank them for attending the meeting and ask them for any other feedback they need, they want, to know how to contact me. Well, we're in the process of doing something else, and we're going to do it as a group. And we want to go sit down and talk with the mayor. So I made my phone calls, and I made the statement that I want to thank you for attending the meeting. Would you be interested in going with us about some issues that we have? Never called me back. No, no. And it was out of common courtesy, and his name was on the list. So I was supposed to do the proper thing. I wasn't calling to have no conversation. It was about business. And I had called everybody else, and that was the last number I had to call. So it wasn't that I was trying to call or talk. I left a message. I wasn't intending to talk. And I wasn't really, I probably was even looking at my number. That's fine. I'm not worried about that. I did what I had to do. I was on a mission, and I did it. Whether they want to be involved in it, they came to the meeting, they saw what we were talking about, move on. You have to do that. You cannot beg and plead for people to be part of what you are and what you're doing when they don't have it in their heart to do it. You can't force them to. Some people want to stand around and watch you fail. And so that they can sit around and say, I knew you were going to do that. I knew that was going to happen to them. So that's why you can't spend your time worrying about that certain situation, that certain person or persons. You need to move on. That's why Les Brown tells you, get people out of your life that are not productive. You don't need that. You don't need that in your life. Move forward. Go on. And feel bold about it. Don't feel bad. Feel bold. There's nothing wrong with thinking about it. I'm not saying, oh, just don't think about it. But when the decision of not having that person in back in your life, that's a decision you got to make. Is it worth it? Especially if you felt that the relationship was toxic, or if you didn't do anything in the relationship, you know, went kaboom and nobody talked to anybody. Nobody took a time to actually talk about what happened. Why did we stop talking? Nobody was mature enough to say that to you. The reason why I stopped talking to you was because of this. No explanation. So you don't owe anybody anything. You don't owe them a phone call. And like I said, it was strictly business. And out of common courtesy, because they did attend the meeting that I conducted. So I wouldn't even worry about that. I really wouldn't. I'm seriously. Move on. Do not sit back and ponder on that. It's not worth it. And I'm being determined because you need to understand we don't need to go backwards. We're going forward. We're doing what we want to do. We cannot have anything lingering in the back to make us even want to stop doing what we're doing or distract us from our mission. Okay? That's what I'm saying this for, all right? So what I'm going to get ready to do, I'm going to wrap this up. I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me here on the You Can't Clip My Wings podcast. We're going to be back. I'm going to try to tomorrow night. I know I'm not going to do it because I'm not going to be no way ready to do anything tomorrow night. So it might be Sunday evening before I come back. No, that's not perfect. So it might be Monday evening. No, I might. Monday, bring you back and come back on the show and talk and hang out with you guys. In the meantime, you guys, be safe. Nice for yourself. If you don't have a Valentine, it's fine. It's nothing wrong with it, okay? It's just a day, nothing special about it, because I didn't do anything special on this day. But relax, okay? So I want to thank you guys for hanging out with us here on the You Can't Clip My Wings podcast. Stay tuned for more. I love you, and good night.